to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Oh my gosh. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, and we welcome all of our audience all across the country. Great to have all of you listening. And by the way, I want to say thank you to my TECNTV.com audience that watches us at TECNTV.com, also that watches us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and big audience yesterday on Clout Hub. So thank you to all of my viewers there on Clout Hub. Big audience yesterday on Getter. Great to be with all of you as well. Thank you so much. And of course on Facebook, where, what do they call that? Where you're shadow banned? I don't know. And we're completely banned on Twitter once again because, you know, there were, close to $3 billion in damages. Dr. Judy confirmed that yesterday, paid out over the last two decades. $3 billion. Mainstream media won't cover it. And if you say something about it, Twitter bans you for life. Oh man. Well, my next guest is, speaking out. And he is speaking out about a company that is much more invasive into our culture than most people, I think, really realize because of all that they have bought up over the last 15, 20 years, from movie properties to sports enterprises, to their main mouse figurehead. Disney is influencing every aspect of life. I'm talking ESPN, I'm talking ABC, I'm talking I can see the picture in my head, but several of the big movie studios, all under the control of Disney, who's made clear their agenda. And I welcome someone who is remaining on the inside, fighting from the inside, Nick Catarano. Nick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thanks. Thanks for having me back. Always love talking to you.
Well, it's great to visit with you. There's just so much. Let's start out with this. Since you are in Florida, let me get your sense. We've seen Monday night people talked about they were headed down to Mar-a-Lago to show the president support by having kind of a flash rally, if you will. There are individuals who have said, hey, we are going to provide security for the president. We will be there. We're going to make sure that, you know, that nobody goes into his residence again. What's the pulse and the temperature like there in Florida that the media, of course, is, you know, not going to tell us about, and that the FBI says that, oh, these are domestic violent, extremists or militant or militia violent extremists, which is, anyway, I'll get into that in the next half hour. But, Nick, your thoughts?
You know, I don't personally know anybody that went down there, but from what I saw in the videos, I mean, it just seems that people were, you know, that loved their president, they just went down there to support him. That's what it looked like to me. Of course, they try to put the fear in you for anything these days, right? Just even speaking up. So if anybody sticks their head up and gets out of line or challenges the narrative, kind of like Merrick Garland yesterday. It's like, I'm so disappointed, and how dare you disparage the FBI? Well, they've already disparaged. They've disparaged themselves. Their credibility is shot. Yep. I mean, we all know that.
Yep.
But
yep.
when you're, yep. What I'm seeing on the ground from everybody I've talked to is just disbelief. It's outrage. It's disbelief. It's frustration and anger are the words I would use. People are motivated. The people that I know are just motivated than ever to vote and to continue to try to wake people up, right? I mean, everybody's under the greatest psyop that's ever happened on the American people, in my opinion. We've never seen anything like this that's multi-pronged, full-on assault, Marxist attack from almost every angle. And it's all meant to wear people down. We're dealing with all these issues, you know, on a national scale, on a public scale, going after the kids, the grooming, the inflation, the Ukraine stuff, it's just constant. And I think it's just meant to get people. I think the idea is to wear people down so they just surrender and just allow them to do whatever the heck they want. But I think what's happening is really galvanizing people. And everybody I know, I mean, they describe all these violent people. Well, I'm sure there's two or three people somewhere, but you know, that are so outraged, and I don't blame people being outraged, but I think the idea is they want to push people to the point where they get that reaction so that they could just point to one person and go, you see how they all are.
Well,
and yet they're the ones. It's kind of like the bully in school that's right. just smacking you in the face and poking you in the butt, and finally you turn around and you deck them.
Right.
And you're the guilty one, you know,
they're trying
to push people.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I completely agree that I think that they are they want a war. They're pushing for a war so they can find one or two people and that's why. I mean, I'm going to talk in the next half hour and show you folks the document, the FBI document. That specifically says that white, male, Christian, constitutional, God-fearing people are violent extremists. Either if you have a Gadsden flag, if you have a constitution in your home, if you have the constitution in your home, Nick, you are either a domestic violent extremist or a militia violent extremist, and they will determine which one you are depending on what weapons they find in your house when they kick your door down.
Yeah, crazy.
I am not kidding. A constitution in your home is a signal to them that you're probably dangerous. If you refer to 2A, if you put up a post and say, defend 2A, you are a violent extremist now, labeled by the FBI as a violent extremist. For supporting the Second Amendment, the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. 1A, if you are fighting for religious freedom, and prayer in public places, you are a violent extremist. You are what is considered now a Christian nationalist. So, Nick, here's the question I have to ask. And I said this last week at the end of the week, and then David Sumrall, who did the Bloody Hill documentary, was on with me, and we talked about this. And I said, from Ruby Ridge to Waco, to the Bundy Ranch, to the Wildlife Preserve and the murder of Lavoy Finicum, to January 6th, and then Mar-a-Lago happens on Monday night. And if you read this document, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI literally lists those events and Timothy McVeigh and ties them in, and they use those events to label us. So Nick, my question is this. You're in your neighborhood, and And they come with all of their military gear because Nick Catarano is calling out Disney, who has, you know, the film empire and the sports empire and the entertainment empire, and they have an agenda, and that agenda is to pervert your children and get your little Johnny to bend over and let Mickey Mouse stick it to him. Okay? That's their agenda, and they've said that. And you're speaking out against that. And now they say Nick Catarano is a danger, and we're going to bust his doors down, and we're going to come in, and if he gives us any resistance, we're going to shoot him and his family. Do you think your neighbors should defend you? Do you think at that point that it's time to do something?
You know, I'm sure that's the kind of...
I don't know.
I'm gonna explore it with you, but let me start.
I'm sorry, that's probably really poorly on my part because I'm not trying to put it. Look, I've made it very clear. I pull out my 9mm right here on the program on air, and I let them know my gates are painted purple. Okay.
Pastor Greg, let me respond. You got a heavy question on me, and I got to respond to
go
that.
Go for it.
So my first point would be, when they talk about the Constitution, we're in a spiritual war.
Yes.
And anybody who thinks that if you have a Constitution in your house, you're somehow radicalized, that's demonic. I mean, the Constitution has given us the greatest freedoms this country, this world has ever known. And the charities that have gone around the world and all the good things, there's always been evil people that have wrestled power, manipulated, just like they go into churches to do their own selfish agendas. But our country has provided some of the greatest frameworks for freedom. And that's why they're coming after us so much, because that Constitution, our framers were so well thought out, and they saw the future. They saw what it was coming to. Two Way is there for that very reason. And what I've told people is, you know, it's not a matter of, sometimes you avert a fight. I've gotten into fights where people realize they had a bigger fight on their hands if they messed with me than if they didn't. And they've gone and literally in my sight gone and punched somebody else out just because they wanted to find a victim. When Two Way provides you with leverage, that they know that there will be a fight inevitable if you are prepared for one. And the idea is peace through strength.
Right.
Look, we have the strength. We're God-loving people. God has called us to peace. We want to live in peace.
Right. But
we want to live in peace. We want to be left alone. The idea is to protect us.
We're going to take a quick break. Yep, we're going to take a quick break. Some time to think about it in the break. We'll be back with more folks with Nick Catarano. I'm Pastor Greg. Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine. engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, folks, listen, these are... We have not been in my estimation, this kind of scenario in this country since the Revolutionary War. Maybe the Civil War, I guess. Probably the Civil War, the 1860s. But we haven't experienced to this degree what we're watching happen today on such a broad scale. Nick, I know you've had some time to think about this question. Posing it to you too is you're an average American. You're a guy. You're working. You're in the entertainment world, but you're also in just the working world, and you're working for a very large company that is one of those big woke corporations. You've had the strength of character and personal conviction that when you see them doing things, especially the children issue, I know has been very, very important to you to address that issue. But just as a general, you're the average American guy who's working to support yourself, your family, and yet as you began to talk about, you know, you have a Bible in your house, you have a Constitution in your house, so now all of a sudden the government considers you to be a threat for having a Bible and the Constitution of the country that's considering you to be a threat. It's illogical to me, your response.
You know, a lot of thoughts come to mind.
Sure.
As a Christian, thank God I have Jesus, and thank God I know God is sovereign and in control, and I trust him. I trust his protection. I trust his will in my life. And we are peacemakers, and we still have a political process. We still had hope that even when things look impossible in our back to the Red Sea, God could do miraculous things. Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves and call on the Lord, he'll respond, and he'll heal our land. So everything in me and my being trusts in him and seeks to go through God in prayer and to stand up off my knees and to do everything I can within this political process and using the word of God and using the truth and everything in my being to reach people, to reason with people, to do those things. I'd also think about Australia. You know, they took away their weapons, and then you saw the horrible things that done to them and the pushing of them.
Oh, they locked them in their homes. They wouldn't let them out of their houses. They starved people to death in their own homes who wouldn't take the jab.
Well, you look at Shanghai.
Yep.
Shanghai, people were jumping from the buildings. They were stealing them in their apartments. They weren't delivering the food.
Yep.
And it was based on a zero COVID policy, which was insane because COVID has gotten to the point where it's just a flu. Some people are barely dealing with it. So I also think on a more extreme example, I think of the trains to Auschwitz.
Absolutely.
And I've said this to several of the big doctors who I've had the pleasure of interacting with and have dinner with. And we were discussing the issues, and I said, it's gotten to the point that we know where the trains to Auschwitz are going. We all know where they're going.
Yep.
And at that point, now, if they're telling us to get on that train, like if they try to force you to jab your child and you know where that train is going, no, we're not going on that train.
Right.
And at some point, I have to imagine, I'm a big fan of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who went through the Nazi regime, who was a pastor who resisted.
Amen.
I think of what it's like to be in those shoes when it got to that point. And if I have my Second Amendment rights that the founders intended me to have that leverage, and you tell me to get on that train, I'm going to stand there and say, no, I'm not getting on that train. So
we're going to hope that our neighbors are going to stand with us.
I will say, I will pray. I don't know what the catalyst is going to be.
Yeah.
And we pray that we don't get there.
Amen.
We don't want to get there.
I agree.
But they are clearly trying to push people to the point of desperation where they start responding and reacting.
Yeah.
And I would prayerfully tell everybody you don't want to go there, and you want to continue to be peacemakers. You know, we want to follow Jesus's Sermon on the Mount, and we want to be blessed of the peacemakers. But you know, we want to keep going down that route. But the opposition is looking to incite us to the point that we react, and they're looking for the civil war. That's what these riots were about, right? Yep. In the summer of 2020.
Yep.
They were looking to incite a race war, riots. They're
Absolutely.
Looking to push us. And I would like to say, don't take the bait. Don't take the bait, because if you do, they're going to use that to really overrun us. And what we definitely need to do now, while there's still time, is to start standing up together and holding
yes.
our ground.
Yes.
You know, if we really all start really saying enough is enough, and we're not going to be intimidated, I think that's going to be impactful, and we can stop this now. But
and now's when we gotta stop it.
Now's when we gotta stop it. But yep. people are too scared to even speak up. I know, because I talk to a lot of these people.
Yeah.
And they still refuse to let their voices be heard.
We gotta jump into a break. If you wanna come hang on for a few minutes, I know you got a tight schedule, but we gotta jump into a break. We'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Nick Catarano, is sticking around with me for a few more minutes while we kind of go through this. I don't know, Nick, should I take a minute to share this, or maybe I need to give you the time to go ahead and share a little bit more about what's on your heart, and then I can share what I was sharing with you in the break.
Yeah, I think I could just respond. I think what you were reading through Ezekiel, and it sounded like you were covering the Psalms, Psalms.
Yeah. So there's a post that God gave me a word last night for the church in America that is out of Ezekiel chapter 22, and then our response, which comes from Psalm 51, and then I didn't get to this part, but then Psalm 27, starting at verse 7 to verse 14. And really it's the repentance because of the things that the church has done and that the ministers have done in calling evil good and good evil and tarnishing the church.
And my response, Pastor Greg, is I think that's where we look at the external result of our sin and our failures, and our first response response might be in the flesh, right? We want to respond in kind. That happens in family fights. That happens in neighborhood quarrels. That happens in all these things. And I think our first response is self-reflection and, Lord, cleanse me first. Let me get right with Jesus. And I think of Romans 12:1, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change your thinking, and then you will know what the perfect will of God is. And my message to all these things is it should force us to really make sure we're right with Jesus. If we're not right with Jesus, all the things are off. The church, the pastors around the country that have not spoken a peep are really to be held accountable and really should be convicted at a time like this when things are getting so bad that they're not addressing the elephants in the room, and they need to be guiding their churches and themselves first into true repentance over these things that we've allowed.
Yeah.
And then we're going to know. And then once the Holy Spirit is truly free reign in our hearts and our lives, we will know how to respond. We will be walking in the will and the Spirit of God. And that was going to be more powerful than anything anybody else will be able to do. Armed, not armed, because the power of God will have the power to move mountains. And I was reading this morning in my devotional, and I was convicted. Jesus said, you're going to do more to these fig trees than I did, and you're going to say to these mountains, be cast into the sea. That power is available to us, but we have yet to yield that power because we've been so deluded in modern thought and critical thinking and everything else they've done to rob and strip us of the real power of the Word of God.
Let me jump in and just say this, because I'm actually going to be preaching a sermon a week from this Sunday here in the local church, and I'm going to start doing Saturday night teachings about this. We're not preaching the gospel in church anymore. The greatest lie that is taught in churches is I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I'll tell you why, Nick. It's just like somebody going to AA for 25 years and standing up and saying, hi, my name is Greg and I'm an alcoholic. And I haven't touched a drop of alcohol in 24 years. I am not a sinner saved by grace, because Jesus Christ hung on the cross and said, it is finished, and took his last breath. And then he died, and then he rose again. And the Word tells us that the spirit of resurrection that was in Christ is in us. And I led people yesterday. We did corporate warfare here on the program. But I said the first place it has to start is you personally. So you need to take all of your sin, what you know, what you don't know, and you need to bring it to the cross. And the Word says if we confess our sins, he's just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you need to lay that on the cross. And then you need to understand what Galatians 2:20 says. I am crucified with Christ. You need to take your old nature and allow God to put it on the cross and let it die. It has to die. It has to die. There has to be a death.
And before that death happens, anything you do is in an eternal sense is going to be worthless, and it could be damning if you're not careful. And you know, because once you step up from there, you know, the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds and anything that opposes itself above a knowledge of God. I think that's where the warfare is right now.
We have to
pull down all those strongholds in the power of God.
Yes.
And then we're going to see some miraculous things happen.
And we've got to get to the other side of the cross then. So we step through the cross now. Our old nature has now been crucified and is dead. And God gives us supernaturally a new nature. Remember, Paul writes and he says in 2 Corinthians 5:20, I believe it is, old things passed away and all things become new. Jesus said that he washes your sin away and separates it as far as the east is from the west. It is literally cleansed and washed off of you and gone, and you're given this new nature now.
And, you know, and Pastor Greg, I think as somebody who's gone through a lot of addictions, I think that the confusion happens where people meaning well, like you're still an alcoholic after 24 years. What I think Paul addresses it correctly, of course he addresses it correctly, is that we no longer identify with the sins that may still try to resurrect itself from time to time, right? That sin nature is still in you, but you put it to death. But in the meantime, you're going through that process sometimes. And we have to realize we identify with Christ. So it is no longer I who that commits that sin, because the real victory over that sin and the final nailing it to the cross is it is not me. That
right.
is not me.
Christ Jesus yeah. Christ hung that thing. So here's to what you're saying, which is, thank you. So to what you're saying then is it's not the process is completed. It's that when the enemy says, when the enemy tries to drag that carcass up and put it in your face and try to reflect it and say, no, this is who you are. You need right. to declare in the power of the name of Jesus Christ, that thing's dead.
Exactly.
That thing's
exactly.
dead.
And that's not me.
That's not me. That's not me. That thing's dead. I'll tell you so. I'll give you an example. When I was very, very ill in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live, and my pituitary gland and my adrenal gland stopped working. And there's something called stem cells that regenerate in our body every day. Every single day, we get new stem cells. The old ones die, and new ones come. When the new stem cell comes up, it is born healthy, perfectly pure and healthy. However, it looks at the stem cell that it's replacing and basically takes a picture of that and becomes that. So if your stem cells are sick, this healthy stem cell looks at the sick stem cell and says, oh, that's what I'm supposed to look like, and becomes that.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. So we did bovine stem cell intervention where you take the stem cell under your tongue and then it goes in sublingually into your system. What that does is when that new stem cell pops up, the old stem cell is there. This stem cell gets in between. It's a healthy stem cell. And the new stem cell looks and says, oh, there's a healthy stem cell. That's what I'm supposed to look like. Okay. And the old stem cell. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it sounds like Paul saying, as you behold, you become. As we behold Jesus, we become more and more like him.
There you go.
And he says, when I awake with his image, because I will see him as he is.
Yep.
And I think that's a perfect analogy, because that's what it's all really about. We want to look to the perfect, our perfect creator, the image of Christ. We are transformed into the image of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And the world right now is being transformed into the image of the beast.
Yep.
So they're right now erecting that image. They're
yep.
pulling that sucker up.
Yep.
And that's the great dividing line as we come towards the, you know,
end of things. And so to flip this to the good news, I get it. Churches say, well, you know, we gotta be sensitive to the LGBTQ person, and I get all that. But you know what? Real love is telling them, yes, that's sin. That's real love. But the good news is Jesus Christ died on the cross and you can be set free. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what your battle is. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what sin is controlling your life. I am telling you right here, right now, today, Christ died and he beat it and he hung it on the cross and he killed it. Whatever it is you're dealing with, he killed it on the cross and he has supernaturally prepared to give you freedom, and what Christ sets free is free indeed, and that's the only way we save this country. We'll be back.
My passion is to fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II, defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Just a quick reminder again, when it comes to the issue of good health, CGR Wellness, cgrwellness.com, free registration. Very important when you go to cgrwellness.com that you first and foremost create your free account. First thing you need to do, create your free account. After you've created your account, then we encourage you to pick up the Chosen Gen Immune Pack and use Chosen Gen Radio, and you'll get $20 off of your first order of $50 or more. If you don't do it that way, you're not going to get that full discount. And we want you to get that full discount on your very first order that you place. That's a $20 discount of any order, $50 or more. But you need to go to cgrwellness.com. And if you have purchased, and you went there, there's a good possibility due to a technical glitch that you got a $5 discount or a $5.50 discount, but you didn't get actually signed up under CGR Wellness. And we want you to get signed up under CGR Wellness because we'll have some specials coming out that are going to go out to people that are on that account, but you won't get that information unless you're a part of that. So reach out to me at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and we'll get that squared away. It also will change things as far as making sure the ministry is getting the blessing that we're supposed to be getting out of this so that that way we can do the things the ministry needs to do. And Andy Backler, the co-founder, came on and talked about that. All right. I want to read to you what God gave me last night to share. And it is in alignment with what Nick and I have been talking about. And this is what the word of the Lord said unto me to say unto the church. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not pronounced clean or rained on in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her false prophets in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured human life. They have taken in their greed treasure and precious things, and they have made many widows among her. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy, sacred, and the profane, secular. They have not taught people the difference between the unclean and the clean, and they hide their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes within her are like wolves, tearing and devouring the prey, shedding blood and destroying the lives in order to get honest gain. Her prophets have smeared, whitewashed for them, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, Thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land have practiced oppression and extortion and have committed robbery. They have wronged the poor and needy, and they have oppressed the stranger without justice. I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the sake of the land, that I would not destroy it. But I found no one, not even one. Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath. I have repaid their way by bringing it upon their own heads, says the Lord God. And the Lord said, This should be your response. Have mercy on me, O God. Think this with me. Put this in your mind, in your thoughts, even right now. Have mercy on me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my wickedness and guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my transgressions, and I acknowledge them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak your sentence, and faultless in your judgment. I was brought forth in a state of wickedness. In sin my mother conceived me, and from my beginning I, too, was sinful. Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part of my heart you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, and be satisfied. Let the bones which you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted and return to you. Rescue me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing joyfully of your righteousness and your justice. O Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. For you do not delight in sacrifice, or else I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offering. My only sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, broken with sorrow for sin, thoroughly penitent. Such, O God, you will not despise. By your favor, do good to Zion. May you rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then young bulls will be offered on your altar. Folks, we have had the ultimate sacrifice already offered in Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that bulls and other animals cannot satisfy what Christ has done, according to Hebrews 10 and 4. And so we depend upon the sacrifice, Father God, of Jesus Christ, your precious Son, who shed his blood once and for all for the forgiveness of sin. And we plead with you, Father God, the blood of Christ. We go on to Psalms 27. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious and compassionate to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face in prayer, require my presence as your greatest need, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, will I seek on the authority of your word. On the authority of your word, that's Jesus Christ. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me, nor leave me, O God of my salvation. Although my father and mother have abandoned me, yet the Lord will take me up, adopt me as a child. And it says that he has, and we cry out, Abba, Father. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a level path. Because of my enemies who lie in wait, do not give me up to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have come against me. They breathe out violence. I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for and confidently expect the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. And the word of the Lord said to me, and then the Lord will raise up a remnant. He will bring forth righteousness through Jesus Christ and those who will call him Lord and Master and King of Kings. And then shall he restore the land and break down the walls of separation and bring forth a united people who will serve him and him alone. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get into this a little bit more coming up on the program with Don Jans, but I want to give you a little preview of this particular issue, because folks, this is, quite frankly, this is scary what's happening. And this is a document that I said that I would be showing you. This is the document, the FBI document provided by an FBI whistleblower to Project Veritas. So these are the symbols, some of the symbols commonly referenced. You've got the Gadsden flag, the Revolutionary War image, the Betsy Ross flag, and the Liberty Tree. Commonly referenced historical image or quotes. So the following symbols are used by anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militia violent extremists, MVE. MVE symbols are often found on propaganda online platforms, memes, merchandise, group logos, flags, tattoos, uniforms, etc. Folks, this is the assault that's upon us. And we'll talk more about it with Don Jans coming up. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the...
So sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928. 2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DoD, and I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong, and I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just...
Tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're following what they're looking for, they're not shared, be reiterated.